Life Lessons from Willie Nelson. And actually, this was going to be originally called Life Lessons from Jimmy Buffett. But then I really realized that Willie Nelson was actually probably more prolific at this. And I never had the good fortune of meeting Jimmy Buffett in person. But I have got to shake Willie Nelson's hand one random time at a company picnic that my dad took me to a long time ago. I was like 10 years old. So Life Lessons from Willie Nelson. One of the things that I realized when I listen to music, and I my pop culture knowledge is very minimal, right? I like what I like, and I don't know what's trendy or new or anything like this. But I do realize that Willie Nelson, and to a smaller degree, and that Jimmy Buffett, you're the one who got me thinking about this, so credit to you too, that they always showed up on other artists' tracks, or they're always collaborating with other people. And when I looked at it, and I was like, well, Willie Nelson collaborates with a lot of people too. And I started reading through a list of the people that Willie Nelson collaborated with. It's everyone from Ray Charles to Dolly Parton to Snoop Dogg to Bob Dylan. And the big lesson for me in all that, and the thing that I love about Willie Nelson and Jimmy Buffett, is that they didn't tie themselves to a certain, you know, genre that they had. Oh my gosh, I'm only going to collaborate with people who are in my genre and who are like making the same type of music as I am. There are people who are saying, if someone's doing something neat and interesting and cool and they're talented at what they're doing, I want to be a part of that. And they're just saying yes and saying yes to this availability to working with people who other people in their genre or other people in their situation might be like, that might be too much of pushing out of my comfort zone. Or really, like Snoop Dogg? Like, I'm just a country singer. And so I've always loved that about Jimmy Buffett and Willie Nelson, their ability to think outside the box, and also their ability to say yes to collaborate with others, even if it's not something that would be considered normal. And so as I look at that in my life, and as I look at the different paths that I've taken, and even for something as small as the podcast that we run, and people are asking me guests on it, I try not to hold myself to any certain specific pathway that I have to go down, because this is what normal looks like when you're an online entrepreneur. This is what normal looks like when you're a travel podcaster. This is what normal looks like when you're investing in real estate. And I try to say, well, if there's an opportunity that presents itself that's a little outside the box, why don't I just be like Willie Nelson and say, yeah, I'm going to say yes to that opportunity. I'm going to say yes to that collaboration. And if it's with someone cool and someone who's doing an awesome thing, I'm going to walk down that path and see how maybe it can push me out of my comfort zone to start to see stuff in a different way and to get even better and better at what it is that I do. So be like Willie Nelson, be like Jimmy Buffett, start to say yes to opportunities that might push you out of your comfort zone a little bit and might not be the traditional path that you're walking down.